Good day to you, sir. Exciting news. It is my birthday week, but we will come back to that later because the most exciting news is, in fact, would you Adam and Eve it? I have analytics on my podcast and Real Folk that I did has quite a few different countries listening to it because it's been going for quite a while. But this one is very new, isn't it? It's a little young pup of a podcast, a pupcast, if you like. But I, very excitedly, when I thought, well, I'll have a little look to see who's listening around the globe. And do you know, the United Kingdom are, of course, listening. Well done, the UK. Well done. This is, feels a bit like Eurovision. Next most popular country for Utterberg podcast is the US of A. Well done. Round of applause. I'm applauding myself and my own podcast because no one else will do it, will they? You know, everyone should applaud themselves occasionally. Third, and quite a curveball, I can't understand it. I don't know why. I don't know anyone in the United Arab Emirates. Yes, people are listening. So hello, UAE, as you say. And number four, coming in at number four, just out of the awards, is Canada. Yay! Hello, Toronto. Is Toronto calendar? Calendar. Canada, I think it is, but maybe it isn't. I'm not very good with geography, so I apologise if it isn't. I have never been to Canada. I would love to go to Canada. I hear it's very lovely. Next up, coming in at number five, Russia. I know, who knew? You weren't expecting that, were you? I was not expecting that either. And then number, where are we on now? Number seven, two, four, six, seven. Yeah, number seven. The Netherlands. Thank you. Thank you, Netherlands. Very nice to have you joining us. And number eight, Italia. Isn't it amazing? It's very exciting. I get very excited by these things. And then number nine is Germany, as I like to call it. So hello, Germany. How are you? So there we go. So I thought I would just say on this 16th episode of a challenge, you know, I started this podcast, people will know that's listened to all them, as a bit of a challenge to do one a week for this whole year. I didn't know whether I could keep that up. I didn't know whether you could keep that up, frankly, because it's a lot to ask, isn't it? But they're very short, aren't they? So that's good. That's a good thing. But there we are. So people are listening all around the globe. So, you know, that makes you feel less alone, doesn't it? So I was quite pleased with that. And now I'm gonna screech back to what I said earlier about it being this week. It's my birthday week. It's not my birthday today, but it's my birthday week. I am late again. It is Tuesday. But, you know, it was just a rough guide to say that I would get them all done and out on a Monday. I'm sure you don't mind it being a day late, perhaps even 2 days late. Maybe I might be one day. Who knows? It's just building up the anticipation, isn't it? You know, you're very much looking forward to it. Is it there? Is it there? No, it's not. Something's happened. And then you can't wait to know what's gone on in my life to make me late because I don't like being late. Anyone that knows me knows. I don't know about you. I'm one of these people that if I've organised to meet someone at, for instance, 9 a.m., I will be there for 8:45 a.m. because I like to be in the place ready and waiting. And I don't like walking into meetings late and flustered. I don't like the feeling of anyone waiting for me. So I always get the train before the train I need. I always leave early and I'm always there at least 15 minutes early. Which means when you've got friends, and I do have some friends that are tardy. Yeah, tardy friends. For someone like me, that means what happens is, you know, they might always be 15 minutes late, for example. So that means I am waiting half an hour. Now, I know what you're going to say. Well, that's my own fault. And I know it is, but it doesn't make it any less infuriating, does it? Because it's my choice to be 15 minutes early. It's not my choice to wait another 15 minutes. So there you go. Just saying, just putting it out there. You know who you are. I'm going to have a little swig of coffee. I've never had a swig of coffee while I've been chatting to you. I'm going to. If you've got one, why don't you take this moment too? Let's have a slurp together. That sounds rude, doesn't it? But there you go. I've done it. There you go. It's a week of firsts. It's a week of firsts. So now I'm going to go back again to what I was talking about, which was it's my birthday week. It's my birthday and I cry if I want to. Cry if I want to. But I'm not going to cry because I'm quite happy actually. But It's I was talking about birthdays, but I wasn't. It was in my head. I do this a lot. I have whole conversations in my head, and then I suddenly start talking about it, and my husband will say to me, I don't know what you're talking about. And it's because I've had the beginning of the conversation in my head. Does anyone else do that? Probably just me. Anyway, I was doing the thing in my head to myself about birthdays, and I was thinking, it's my birthday week, which is why I'm a day late. It's not my birthday yet, but it's my birthday week. And then I was thinking, is that a thing, a birthday week? And then I thought, yes, it is, because when I was 50, which is a big one, isn't it? It's a big old bastard, 50. When I was 50, I had a birthday year. I'm just going to put it out there. I did. And do you know what I did to make it a birthday year? I organized something every month to do. And the one thing that I did do every month just for a treat was book myself a facial. Yes, you know, just a little thing like that. I had a facial once, and I was going to say once a week. I couldn't have afforded that. And I could only afford once a month because I used my special number 50 birthday money. Yes, as you do. So yeah, I decided to, instead of getting like something big, that I would do lots of little small things throughout my 50th year for my well-being. So I recommend anyone doing that. It doesn't have to be 50. You could do it for any of your birthdays. But instead of asking for something that's, you know, done and dusted on the birthday, why not spread it out evenly throughout the year? Just something to think about. And I was thinking about, I'll be 50. Don't tell anyone. I'll be 52. Am I 52? Yes, I think I'm 52 this year. Or is it? Do you know what? I think, I don't know, am I? I'll have to check out. I feel like it's been 2 years since I was 50, but I could be wrong. Time's flying, isn't it? But yeah, so 50, I was quite happy about. I kind of know who I am. I'm happy with where I am. I'm happy with what I do. So 50, I was quite okay about. In fact, I was very much looking forward to it, to sharing a big party with my friends and looking forward to spoiling myself throughout my 50th year. However, my 30th, oh my goodness, I hated being 30. I don't know if any of you are 30 yet or have been 30. Presuming if you're older than 30, you have been 30. That's just a given, isn't it? But for my 30th, I was just livid. I was livid. And I tell you for why. I was livid because basically I hadn't done any of the things that I thought I would do by the time I'm 30. Because that's what happens, isn't it? You do end up having the pressure to have done certain things by certain times in your life. And 30 was a big one for that. You know, by 30, you're kind of expected to have settled down, to live somewhere else other than your parents. You're kind of expected to have sorted out your career, you know, maybe thinking of settling down to have a family, if you're going to have a family, because, you know, with the ladies, the clock is a tick, 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 tick. So I was really pissed off, not because I wasn't married or settled down or having a family, because I absolutely didn't want that then, not at 30, thank you very much. But I was pissed off because I didn't have the career that I wanted. I wasn't working creatively then, you know, for a profession. And I was really cross about that. But what I had done at 27, because I knew it was coming up, I decided to put myself through Goldsmiths for 2 years part-time while I was working. And then I took a year out at the end of that. So to do a full-time acting post-grad course in central London. And so by the time I was 30, I had trained to do what I really wanted to do, which was perform and write and be creative on a daily basis. So I'd got myself in gear by the time I was 27 to think, hey, this is coming up. But then, of course, I wasn't actually doing it. So 30 was a bit of a bummer. And also I had split up with a long-term boyfriend about 4 years ago before that. And I was, because I was studying and stuff, I didn't want to be I was going to say interfered with, which sounded weird, but I didn't want to be interrupted with, you know, thinking about feelings and being, you know, finding a new beau, as they will say. Nobody says actually now, do they? But so I decided to focus, is what I'm saying. I decided to focus on retraining and doing, having an actor's life, hi diddly dee, back then. So I was single, is what I'm saying. So I was 30, single, and trained to do something new, but that something new I was trained to do is notoriously, you know, 99.9% of the time you're out of work. So there we go. Was it a good idea? Who knows? Maybe I should have retrained as a ballerina or something, you know. But 40 wasn't too bad. 40, by the time I was 40, I was doing those things. I'd got myself together. Yeah, still single. I was still single, but I had got my acting together and my, what I call my, loosely call my career together. So I was quite happy about that. And then by the time I was 50, I was married, you see, married to someone wonderful, which is always the best someone to marry, really. And life was dandy. You know, I was doing my creative thing. He is also creative. So we're creative together and everything was dandy. So 50, I kind of felt, yeah. And I think as you as you reach 50, and by the way, anyone that knows me knows that I met my husband. Well, he wasn't my husband when I met him. Obviously, I met my husband-to-be when I was 43. And within 2 to 3 months of meeting him, I went into menopause. Yay! Yay! Not perimenopause, not the little tiny bits of menopause that you get as a little run-up to the main show. No, I got full-on fuck you, Joe, menopause. So I was very worried when I first met him because he'd met this sort of vibrant, happy, creative person. And then within a few months, I was just a blubbering mess. Couldn't remember his name. Couldn't remember my name. Didn't feel like I looked like myself in the mirror. I didn't know who it was in the mirror. I was sweating like I'd just run a marathon, you know, 30 times a day. My work, where I was working, it was not working out because I was tired and miserable and depressed. And I was in a bit of a state, to be honest. And that was within a few months of meeting him. And so I also had the concern that he'd do a runner, you know. But luckily that didn't happen. Luckily, we got through that. And he was going through like a horrible divorce as well at the time. So we both supported each other, you know, and I think in life, that's a good thing. You know, everyone thinks when they meet someone, it's got to be all the bells and whistles and birds fluttering on your shoulder and butterflies and sunshine. But really, that's not a very good gauge of how you're going to get on in life in general, is it, if you move forward? Because actually, having the shit hit the fan quite massively on a grand scale when you first meet someone, you see the worst of them. And if you can cope with the worst of them and they can cope with the worst of you and you can help each other get over the worst things in life, well, then that's your man or your woman, isn't it? Really, in a nutshell. So in a way, that was good. Excellent. So I don't know why I've told you that whole long story, but I suppose, you know, the whole point of this podcast is to have a chat and a catch up. And I've always said, I never know really what I'm going to say in these. Sometimes I have a vague idea. And then normally I sit here in the studio and just a load of other nonsense falls out of my head like today. So there you have it. I hope you're having a good week. I'm just going to mention the weather. It's still cold, isn't it? What's going on? I've been going to bed with a hot water bottle in the middle of April for the last week. Anyway, I'm going to leave that there. Anyone that's not listening from the UK, which are other countries, people, hello. Feel our pain. The weather will come up a lot, probably, in my podcast. As you all know, around the globe, we are obsessed. And the reason we're obsessed is because you can have all the weathers in one day. Have a wonderful week. Catch up soon.